Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Deal of the Century, The Breakup of AT&T by Steve Cole examines one of the most consequential corporate and political transformations in modern American history, the dismantling of the Bell System. Set in the late 20th century, the book explores how a single antitrust confrontation reshaped telecommunications, altered the relationship between big business and government, and helped set the stage for today's competitive, innovation-driven communications marketplace. Cole, known for deeply reported narrative nonfiction, focuses on the human and institutional forces behind the case, from federal prosecutors and regulators to AT&T executives and outside advocates. Rather than treating the breakup as a dry legal event, the book frames it as a high-stakes negotiation and power struggle where strategy, ideology, and public interests collided. Readers are guided through the pressures that built over decades, the pivotal decisions that led to settlement, and the immediate consequences for consumers, technology development, and corporate structure. It is a close look at how policy choices can redirect an entire industry. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how a regulated monopoly became a national antitrust target, a core topic is the long arc from AT&T's status as a regulated monopoly to the moment it became the focus of a major antitrust campaign. The Bell System was widely associated with dependable service, universal access ambitions, and a bargain between government oversight and corporate stability. Over time, however, that arrangement faced growing stress. New technologies and emerging competitors challenged the idea that one vertically integrated company should control local service, long-distance networks, and equipment. Legal and political attitudes also shifted, with greater willingness to question concentration and to treat competition as a driver of innovation and consumer benefit. The book highlights how antitrust action did not appear suddenly, but resulted from accumulated disputes about pricing, market entry, and control of infrastructure. It shows the tension between the public utility tradition and the evolving view that communications markets could be opened. This topic matters because it explains the backdrop, why the government believed structural remedies were necessary, and why AT&T's power was not merely economic but institutional, embedded in decades of regulation, technical standards, and public expectations about what a national telephone system should deliver. Secondly, the negotiation and legal strategy. Behind the breakup settlement, another major topic is the breakup as a strategic negotiation rather than a simple courtroom verdict. The case involved complex legal arguments, but its resolution depended heavily on bargaining, risk assessment, and the practical limits of litigation. The government had to weigh how to prove anti-competitive conduct and how to design a remedy that could actually work in a network industry. AT&T, meanwhile, faced the prospect of prolonged uncertainty and the possibility of losing control over key parts of its business. The book traces how both sides evaluated options, used leverage, and responded to shifting political and economic conditions. A settlement had to address not only past behavior, but the future structure of telecommunications, including what assets would be separated, what lines of business would be restricted, and how competition would be introduced without destabilizing service. This topic also underscores the role of individuals, lawyers, policymakers, and executives whose judgments shape the outcome. By focusing on strategy and deal-making, the book reveals why the breakup is often described as a defining corporate deal, built on calculated concessions and a recognition that the existing system could not remain intact. Thirdly, technology, innovation, and the battle over network control, the breakup is inseparable from technological change, and the book treats technology as a force that both empowered challengers and complicated regulation. Telecommunications is a network business where interoperability, standards, and capital investment determine who can compete. As new equipment, switching systems, and long-distance capabilities emerged, the question became whether innovation would flourish inside a protected monopoly or through rivalry among multiple firms. The narrative highlights the conflict over who gets to attach devices, offer services, and access essential network elements. Control of the network meant control over the pace and direction of innovation, influencing everything from business services to the consumer experience. This topic emphasizes that the dispute was not simply about corporate size, but about architecture, how to organize an industry when the underlying technology is rapidly evolving. It also explains why policymakers feared that a single integrated company could slow competitive entry, while AT&T argued that integration supported reliability and research investment. Understanding this technology-policy interaction helps readers see the breakup as a pivotal moment when legal decisions and engineering realities collided, shaping incentives for new products, new service models, and the modernization of communications infrastructure. Fourthly, economic and consumer consequences of restructuring telecom. A key topic is what restructuring meant for prices, services, and market behavior. The Bell System era involved cross-subsidies and regulated rates designed to support broad access, including affordable local service. Breaking up an integrated system forced reconsideration of how costs would be allocated and how companies would compete. The book explores how the shift toward competition altered incentives. Carriers sought profit in newly contested segments, regulators attempted to preserve service obligations, and consumers encountered new choices along with new complexity. The post-breakup environment encouraged competitive long-distance offerings and opened pathways for innovation in equipment and services, but it also raised questions about fragmentation and coordination in a networked industry. This topic matters because it captures the trade-offs that come with structural remedies. It is not a simple story of winners and losers. It is a story of how market design affects everyday outcomes. By connecting policy decisions to practical effects, the book helps readers assess the breakup beyond headlines, considering how economic logic, regulatory compromises, and corporate strategies translated into changes in what people paid, what services they could access, and how the industry invested for the future. Lastly, politics, regulation, and the limits of corporate power. The breakup also serves as a case study in the relationship between corporate power and the state. Telecommunications sits at the intersection of commerce and public necessity, making it deeply political. The book shows how agencies, courts, and elected officials influenced the trajectory and how AT&T's stature created both influence and vulnerability. Regulatory frameworks can protect incumbents, but they can also become the mechanism through which incumbents are dismantled when public priorities shift. The narrative highlights how ideas about competition, consumer welfare, and the public interest guided decisions, while institutional incentives and political climates shaped what was feasible. It also demonstrates the limits of corporate control in a democratic system. Even a dominant firm with technical expertise and broad public presence can be forced to restructure when legal and political coalitions align against it. This topic remains relevant because modern technology sectors still grapple with antitrust scrutiny, platform governance, and debates over essential infrastructure. By examining the political and regulatory dynamics of the AT&T case, the book offers a framework for understanding how major policy shifts happen, why they are contested, and how outcomes often reflect a blend of principle, pragmatism, and power. In conclusion, this book is best for readers interested in business history, antitrust policy, telecommunications, and how government decisions can redirect private enterprise. It also suits journalists, students of public policy, and executives who want a grounded example of how strategy and regulation interact when an industry is built on networks and standards. The benefit is practical as well as historical. By following the breakup as a negotiated solution to a systemic problem, readers gain tools for thinking about market structure, incentives, and unintended consequences. It clarifies why some reforms require structural change rather than incremental rules, and it illuminates how legal risk, political context, and technological evolution shape corporate outcomes. Compared with broader surveys of telecom history or purely legal analyses, Cole's approach stands out for treating the breakup as a coherent narrative of people making consequential choices under pressure. That blend of policy, business strategy, and institutional detail makes the book more engaging and more transferable to current debates about competition and regulation in technology. Heavy sectors. For anyone trying to understand how a single settlement can reshape innovation, consumer options, and corporate strategy for decades, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Steve Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.